Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. It's just you and me this segment. I want to continue to talk a little bit about healthcare. I was just talking to Ovick Roy a few minutes ago about what he thought was going to happen with Obamacare. As you know, and by the way, when I say Obamacare, some people, there was a time when people thought we were being disparaging, pejorative to say Obamacare, but even the Obama folks use that term now. So it's a good term. Always has been, really. Obamacare is being discussed and debated and will be ruled on later this month by the Supreme Court, whether all or part of the law is or is not constitutional. And of course, I'll remind you that the big part, the real sticking point is the mandate, the individual mandate. Now remember, there still is an employer mandate that is not part of this debate. It's part of the law, but it's not one of the things that may be struck down unless the whole thing is struck down. The employer mandate, which is where, you know, if you have more than 50 or more employees, you have to provide some kind of policy for your employees or face a fine. And so that's one mandate that's different from the individual mandate, which means that everybody must have a policy. So that particular part, when the Supreme Court rules, they'll rule, you know, however they rule, and we'll have the final decision. But what I wanted to point out is that recently Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, said that what's so great about Obamacare is that employees cannot be tied to their employer because of the insurance. That this is a great addition because you're not tied to your employer. You can take it wherever you want to go. Well, she's right about that. But she made it sound like this is the only option that we've ever had for this. Well, either she's being disingenuous or she's forgotten, because there have been many efforts in the last 15 years to get to allow insurance reform so that employees could take their insurance, it could be portable. One of the major topics that I've discussed here on the show for 14 years has been the portability of healthcare, trying to get insurance reform so that health insurance could be portable for employees. And a couple of products that were created actually make that happen. And we have that ability today. These products are still available. And they started out as medical savings accounts, MSAs, and then they became HSAs, health savings accounts. And this is where you buy a policy that is like an IRA. You fund the IRA part of the policy, just like you would if it was an IRA. But you also buy an insurance policy, a health insurance policy, but instead of you having a copay of $25 or whatever, like you have a lot of insurance, you have you're self-insured up to, let's say, $1,000 a year, or in my case, $5,500 a year. I have one of these. All my employees have one of these, and so the employees who qualify have this. So the key to healthcare reform, in my opinion, is not for the government to take on more of our insurance responsibility, But for you and me to become healthcare consumers, healthcare purchasers, not just patients, not just copay payers. And the more you and I are able to buy this kind of coverage and be self-insured and know what things are worth. We know what a hamburger's worth, we know what a house is worth. But we don't necessarily know what medical procedures and services are worth. We've got to, the more we become knowledgeable of those things, the closer we'll come to true healthcare reform and where the healthcare services we get are being delivered at the right price. And I want to talk about this a little bit more after these messages because this is really important. This is going to be part of the debate as we go forward, regardless of what the Obamacare decision is with the Supreme Court. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.